Okay, first I should mention that last night the daf was sponsored by Larry Horn. I forgot to mention it last night, but he sponsored the daf on occasion of his mother's yahrzeit. That's Ita Bat Moshe Zecharo Lebracha. So the daf should go for Aliyas Neshama for her. All right, so we're on daf Samach Gimel today, right? So I'm a few lines from the bottom on Samach Beis Amud Beis 62b, around 4 lines from the bottom. So it says it's the third very wide line. This is Rabbi Akiva Reya. The Ben Kabbalah Savua Hava. Rabbi Akiva was a shepherd for Ben Kabbalah Savua. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says Kabbalah Savua, not Ben Kabbalah Savua. He says Kabbalah Savua. And Rashi brings down, it's from, remember, the Gemara mentions this in Masechet Gittin in the Kamsa Bar Kamsa Sugya. It says, Shema Chami Ashira Yerushalayim. He was one of the wealthy people in Yerushalayim. He's called Nicholas Beito Ra'ev Kitelev. Whoever would enter his house hungry as a dog, he would work out, he would walk out being satiated. Now, I was listening to Rabbi Leibowitz today. He was saying that that you know there's one girsa ben kabbalah savua, one kabbalah savua. So it's ben kabbalah savua. He's a shepherd for his son, not for kabbalah savua, is what he was saying. But we'll see how this goes. He says chazite brate tavatzni umale. So kabbalah savua's daughter saw that Rabbi Akiva, this is before he was Rabbi Akiva with Saniya, he was like sort of modest, we could say, umale, and he had good values. Now, if you look at the last Tosos on the daf, he says davatzni umale. He says vahadimar. So the Gemara says in Masechet, Rabbi Akiva said, when I was a amaaretz, which is before he went to study, he was just an ignorant shepherd. So he said, if somebody would give me a talmid chacham, I'd like bite him like a donkey. He says, "Mash would lo haba mali." It doesn't sound like he was so good. In other words, she sees that he's tsanua and he's mali. By the way, I should mention that you see tsanua is not just for women; tsanua is for everybody, and it's not just in all of your dress, but in all your conduct, you should be tsanua. So it means like don't be flamboyant, don't try to make yourself a center of attention. So he says, but it sounds like he wasn't such a good person. He wanted to bite the talmid chacham. So Tosfos says it wasn't that he hated Tamid Chachamim. He thought that the Tamid Chachamim are like kind of like exalting themselves over the Amei Haaretz because of their Torah. And he thought that, in other words, he was projecting on Tamid Chachamim that the Tamid Chachamim hate the Amei Haaretz. In addition to which, Tamidei Chachamim wouldn't allow the Amei Haaretz to touch them. We're left Tosfos on Samach Beis Amud Beis. He says, "Kidyaminan bigdei Amei Haaretz midras leprushim," that the garments of an Amei Haaretz are considered tumas midras for the prushim, for the prum people. About mikolakom shomer mitzvot, but he was shomer mitzvot Rabbeinu Tam. So you know, it's interesting because I think you know a lot of times that you know people who aren't from, they kind of feel that the from people look down on them. You know what I mean? They feel very excluded from this, but you see like a little bit of it, you know, with this Tosfos with Rabbi Akiva, that in other words, he was an Amaretz, and he's looking at Tamid Chachamim, and he's saying like, you know, that they, you know, like look down on us, or they you know, or they're Mitgaya, they're exulting over us, and the whole thing. But it's sort of an interesting dynamic. All right, let's see back on in a, Rabbi Akiva was he was shom, you know, was he was shomer Shabbos, shomer mitzvot, but so it's true. But he I guess the basics he did. I guess that's all I could say. Let's see base back in the Gemara. So 3 lines to the bottom. Amarle. So Kaba Savu's daughter said to Rabbi Akiva, "Ima kadisha lach azal lebei rav." He says, "If I agree to be married to you, will you go to yeshiva?" So he says, "Amar lo ayin." He says, "Yeah, I will." So he can't shalei b'tzina mishadarte. So he was mekadesh her sort of privately. I guess he have aid him, but not a big, you know, a flamboyant thing. Mishadarte, and she sent him off to study in yeshiva. Now, the one thing that Rabbi Leibowitz was mentioning is, if in other words, why did she have to go marry an amar aretz? In other words, like if she's in other words, she's looking for somebody. Like instead of marrying somebody who has to go study in yeshiva, why don't she just marry somebody who's already a talmid chacham? You know, she's the daughter of Kabbalah Savua. So he was saying,
maybe she
that,
shows something.
What? Well, that's true. He shows male, but couldn't I find like a talmid chacham who's got all the midot and things like this? Why do I have to buy an amaris with them? What?
She's the daughter of Chayim.
All right. Well, he was saying that that like she gets a share in what his learning would be. So like in other words, so if she wants to have the share, in other words, that's the nashim mabai zachin, how women zocha when they send their husbands to go study yeshiva. So if he's a zero and he becomes like a big thing, like she has a greater zechus with that. Anyway, let's see back in the Gemara. Okay, two lines on the bottom. Let's pull. Well, we'll pause in 20 lines. Okay, we'll hold off with all questions, comments, and thoughts for 20 more lines. Okay. So Shama Avua, so her father gets wind of what's taken place. Abkami Beite, he throws her out of the house. Adrahana Aminechse, and he makes a nether that his property is prohibited to her. So, and then they said in one of the Sfarim that he went through Nisuin with her. He's Makadish her, and then he went through Nisuin with her. So then, Azel Yaakov Treis Reishnin B'Bei Rav. Then he went to study for 12 years in Yeshiva. Kiato, when he came back after the 12 years, we're on the bottom line on some of Bezim and Bez, okay? So Kiato, when he came back after 12 years, Aiti Bade Treis Re'alfei Talmidei. He brought along 12,000 Talmidim with him. Shamei Luhu Saba de Ka'amar Ba. So the neighbor Rabbi Kiva, over here is this Ahu Saba, the certain old man. Now, Tosfos says in Chulin that when it says Ahu Saba, it means alien. Okay, please, I'll pause it a little bit. You can make all your questions and comments and thoughts. So Tosfos says that it's that some say it's always Eliyahu Anavi. Now, the Gemara in Nedarim says that Ahu Rishia, not Ahu Saba. It was like there's a similar Gemara in the second Nedarim. It says a Rasha came and said it to her, but it could be that it's two different conversations. We'll see in a minute. Who saw the Kamar law that he said to him, "Ad Kama Kamadabert Amuda Chayim." How long are you going to continue on like a living widowhood? So Amrlei Ila Didisayit. If he would listen to me, Yakatrei Strei Shnei Achrini. He would stay another 12 years. So then the Gemara says, "Amar Bereshut Kabina." So Rabbi Kiva overhears this. He says, "I have a Bereshut to go study for 12 more years." So he went back to study for 12 years in Yeshiva. So you could say that Eliyahu Navi was doing this in order to, in other words, to prompt her to make the statement so that he'd be able to go study. Now, the question that's asked is, why didn't he come in and say, "Hello, dearest, I'm here for 12 years. Why did he have to go back right away? We couldn't even step in. So Rabbi Levi was mentioning, they mentioned the Sifta Gemara, Rabbi Chaim Shmuel Levitt says that you can't compare learning which is like continuous to learning that has a break. In other words, if let's say I study a year in Yeshiva and come back to America for a year and then I go another year in Eretz Yisrael, it's not the same as 2 years, you know, straight. Or you could say, the way Ralu was saying, like, let's say I study 5 minutes, then I break off. I study another 5 minutes, I break off. And during the course of the day, I study an hour, but it was like break, break, break. That's not the same as studying for an hour straight. So that's one shot. One explanation. Then he mentioned that Rabbi Cheska Levenstein says, a different Hesber, that if he had walked in and spent time with her, then he would have like gotten distracted with other things and maybe not gone the 12 years. In other words, once you get involved, you come back, you know, you think it's like a minute, it's an hour, a year, a day, you know what I mean? And it was like, the woman, the girl, and then he says, that's it, I'm sticking around here, and then I'll go to Yeshiva. Anyway, so let's keep back in the Gemara. So it says, so on line 4, he ato aiti bade esrim v'arba alfei tamide. So when he came back the second time, this is after 24 years, he has 24,000 tamidim in tow. So shama debitu, so his wife hears that he's coming. Habakanach galape, so she went out to greet him. Amrula, so the shivata, the neighbor said to her, why don't you like borrow some clothes and look nice? You know, you like you don't look so great with these clothes you have on. You got to get some better stuff. So Amr Lahu, so she said to them, Tzaddik knows, like the soul of his animal means Tzaddik understands what I've been going through, and he'll understand that I'm poor and that he's been away, and he'll understand what the whole story is. So Kimatu the Gabe. When he got to where she was, Nafala Apa, she falls on her face. Kamanashkale the Kare, she's kissing his feet. And I think Rabbi Levi was asking, like, how could he kiss the feet? Amela, wasn't she like Anida? and he said that she would have, maybe she wasn't needed, because even though he wasn't around, she still would have been tovelet for, like, you know, the food, the chulin in the state of Tahara. He said, I think it was the Ben Yehoyada said that. So how come a dach pele shame? So his shamashim, his attendants were pushing her away. So Amar Lahu, so Rekiva said to them, Shafku Aliver, Shaliva Shalacham Shalahu, what's mine and yours is hers. Meaning, look at Rashi, the top line of Rashi, Shaliva Shalacham Shalahu, and this is a famous line. He says, Torah Shalamanati Ani, that was the Torah that I studied, Vishalimata Matem Al Yadahu, and that you learned is through her. In other words, she made it possible for me to learn, and then as a result of that, I was able to teach all of you. So it's all hers, so don't chase her away. Shama Abua Da'atagaba Rabba Lamata. So her father, Kaba Savua or Ben Kaba Savua, whichever way you go with that, hears that an Adam Gadol is coming to the town. He doesn't realize it's his son-in-law. So Amar Izil Gabe Esther de Mefer Nidroi. He says, let me go to him. Maybe he'll be made for my neder, and then I can go back and have a better relationship with my daughter, presumably. So Atul Gabe, he went to him. Amarle, so Rikita says to him, did you make the neder with the thinking that he would be an Adam Gadol? In other words, you made the neder with one of the things. It was an understanding that you were cutting her off even if he became an Adam Gadol. In other words, he cut her off because she's marrying an Amaris. So Amarle, I feel perikakad, but I feel alachakad. Even if he would have known one perik, one alacha, I wouldn't have done this. So Amarle, Anahu. He says, I'm the person that you cut off. That's me. Now, before I do this, if you look at this, the Tosfos, top Tosfos on the left. So a daiti gavar rabba mi nadar, bim tomar, lo asur tof benolad. So the fact that there's a later event that occurs that was, let's say, unknowable at the time that a person made the neder is not grounds to vacate the neder. So he says, the mina benadar and perik rablazer, kitzad, Amar Konam Sha'ini Nehaneloponi, but as a sofer bechule. If a person makes like this neder that he's not going to give ana to Ploni, and then Ploni becomes a sofer. In other words, he made the neder under one understanding, then it became a sofer. So it says V'yesh Lomar Behacha Lo Chashiv Nolad Kima Shalach Lebei Rav. It's not considered Nolad since he was going to the yeshiva. The Derech Hu Beholech Lomod Shnas Adam Gadol. And Rav Leibowitz said, like, this is like the people, there's a famous Tosos that people quote. He was saying, because, like, if you study in yeshiva, you become an Adam Gadol. In other words, that's a nice piece. In other words, so it's not like, you know, like you know, I don't know what the future's going to hold. It was like, it's the here and now. It's not like a later event. It's like, as good as done. And he says here, Inami, Kedon Detala Nidro B'Dabar, or he said it explicitly that he's making the neder that, you know, stipulated that he's making it because he's not a Talmud Chacham. Anyway, the bottom line is that now he's a Talmud Chacham and he was willing to vacate it. Now, Rav Leibowitz is saying that he himself couldn't vacate it because he's an Ogei B'Davar, or he must have had somebody else come and vacate the neder. So let's see back in the Gemara. No. Yeah, all right. Well, I'll talk. Just give me a minute. So it says, so Amar Le'anahu, so Nafal Ape, Benashke El Kare. So he also fell on the floor. He kissed him on his feet. V'yayvle Pagam Amone. And he gave him half of his money. All right. So so what do you want to say, Yosef? You wanted to say you thought it was a contrast to the previous toast was. I don't know. In other words, you could kind of like, you know, thread the needle with that, like maybe in learning, you know, it was like, as opposed to like, you know, he sees people doing, and as opposed to like, you know, it's the Mishnah inside, you know, that sort of thing. All right, any other questions? What's up? Yeah, what's up?
Why do you have to wait for Adam Gadol to come back to swear? The halakha is that you take a person who knows the name of Nedar. He's able to be mefer you. You have to wait for a person from Eretz Israel to come and mefer in there.
Yeah.
Find somebody else go.
Yes.
You have nobody else.
Well, you do need a mumcha. So okay. I don't know why. Again, he's in. Rabbi Akiva is studying in Eretz Israel, and he's coming back to the place where he's living. Now, in the Gemara in Gittin, Kaba Savu, I thought was in Yerushalayim, but if he wasn't in Yerushalayim, it says that he's a shepherd, so that wouldn't be in Yerushalayim per se. But let's say he's in like some Vorfen or Shtetl, So maybe he's waiting until like I can't get on the phone and call the Talmud Chacham. Now the Talmud Chacham came to town. Maybe that way would work. I don't know what Morton's saying.
4 years only now, a person, the first time that
Adam Gadol came. No, right. It doesn't necessarily have to be for the all 24 years he wanted to be making the Neder. Maybe now he got around to it. Okay.
So what is this showing us? That she can be Mochelet on her own now? That what is the point of this story? It's a great story. We know it. We hear it all the time. What is the story doing here per se? 24,000 students. Some people argue that he had too many students.
Right. I think you have it. We discussed it yesterday with the Tosfos. It's connected to the idea about Talmud Chacham going off and not being able to the owner for the wife. That's the connection.
Right. So she is able to be Mochel.
This extreme extent is what the story is going through.
Okay. But
what about the poor rule? We had discussed this. I was just a little bit before with Yosef asked me. So the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is that you can't go, even if your wife gives you permission, if you haven't fulfilled Peru or Vu. That's what the Machaber says, and here he's going off. So I asked Rav Schechter today, I asked Rav Packer today. So Rav Shet said he didn't know, but then he was thinking that maybe he was married before, because the Gemara mentions, I was saying to Yosef before, Rabbi Akiva was married to three wives, and the Gemara Nadarim mentions two others, but those two others seem to have been afterwards. And then there is also, I did see quoted that he did have according to one opinion, he had a son with her before he went off to the yeshiva, so he would have had one child, but you need two children really for the thing, but he could have had maybe a wife before this, I don't know.
Yeah, we're not disappointed. The first 12 years got 12,000 students. Great. The next 12 years should be greater than that. Where is the propagation of it?
You're looking at kamod. It may be echud quality may have increased or whatever. Okay. All right. Let me go up to the next Mishnah and then we'll pause again. Okay. So now the Gemara says, and again, this Gemara is also in the second Nedarim. So we're going to have a similar Gemara in about 5 months. Okay. So now the Gemara says, the daughter of Rabbi Akiva conducted herself with Ben Azai in the same fashion. Now, it means that she permitted him to go study off in yeshiva for a long period of time. Behind the Amri Inshi, this is what people say, Rachela Batra Rachela. Rachela is like the female sheep, follows the female sheep. Rachela Batra Rachela Azla. Like the action of the mother, the actions of the daughter. In other words, like you'd say, a chip off the old block. Rav Yosef Rei de Rava. Rav Yosef, the son of Rava, Shadrei Abui Lebe Rav, becoming Rav Yosef. So, in other words, Rava has a son, Rav Yosef, and then there's another Chacham, Rav Yosef. So Rava sends his son to study with the Rav Yosef. So possibly Shishani. So they worked out ahead of time that he's going to go off for 6 years and study in yeshiva. Yehabatlat Shanei, Matam Ali Yom Kippurim. So after 3 years had passed, it was Erev Yom Kippur. Amar Yisrael Bechsinu Lin Shibeti. He said, I want to see the members of my family. The first white line, Shama Avui. His father heard that he's coming back early. He's not due back for another 3 years. Shaka mana v'nafak la'ape. So mana, Rashi says, he took like a weapon like to greet him, but he means like not that he's going to like physically harm him, but he's going to contend with him. So Amarlay, so when he sees his son, he says, Zona Khan is Karthit. Did you remember your Zona? Now some say the Girsa should be Zugar Khan, not Zona Khan. Zugar Khan, which is your like your spouse, you remember. He says, Ikin to Amri, others saying, Amar le Yonat Khan's card. Did you remember your dove, whatever? But he says, Itrud. So they got involved in this discussion. In other words, and he says, Lomar Ifsik, Lomar Ifsik. So as a result of that, neither one had a Sudam of second. It's Erev Yom Kippur. And they got so involved with, you know, sort of arguing the point, neither one had a Sudam of second. Look at Rashi on this, on the third white line. Lomar Ifsik, Lomar Ifsik. Lo Aku Sud Yoma Kippurim, Shemab Sikim Ba'achid le Tanot. They didn't have. It's interesting that he calls it Sudat Yom Kippur. You know, some Rishonim say that Gufa, that's the way the Sudat Mafsekit is. In other words, Yom Kippur is really Talon Suda. In other words, it's another Yontiv. but you can't eat the meal that day. So the meal you have, Suda Mafsekit, is the meal that you would have on Yom Kippur. But it's interesting that Rashi calls it Suda Yom Kippurim. Suda Achrona Shel Erev Tisha B'Av Yom Kippurim Kari Suda Mafsekit Shav Sikim B'Masechet Tanit. See, it's interesting that Rashi spells that whole thing out. Some want to say that Suda is the Suda's Purim is the Suda for Yom Kippur. But let's just do one Tosos here, the second Tosos. Rati V'Rabbi Kiva Avdolei the Ben Azay Hachi. Everybody have it. So Zavim Tomar V'Perakam Desota Parak Ba'ika Ben Azay Lo Nasi. So the Gemara asked in the second Sota, with this Ben Azay wasn't married. He said, in other words, the Gemara over there is talking about, and this we're also going to have in Daf Yomi in another year and a half. The Gemara is talking about how long the stira does the woman have to do in order to invoke the dinim of Sota. In other words, she's altistri and ploni, and then she's alone with ploni. So different chachamim give opinions, and Ben Azay gives an opinion. So then the Gemara says, so the Gemara says each one was giving an opinion based on his own experience. So the Gemara says, but Ben Azay gave an opinion. The Gemara says, but Ben Azay glo nasib, he never got married. So here the Gemara seems to say Ben Azay was married. The Gemara says not. He says, so according to one version of the Gemara, he was married, then he separated himself out from his wife. So it works out well. So our Gemara, he's married, and I guess over there he wasn't married anymore. Or you could say he never actually married her. In other words, he did Erusin with her. She sent him off to Yeshiva, and that was the way it went. All right. Who's had questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far? All right. Let's take a look. One second.
I'm saying the doctor came in Yom Kippur because he was a little bit ashamed. Showed that he was not interested.
Who says that?
I really don't hear.
All right, 1 second.
Ein Yaakov.
Okay. Ein Yaakov would just be like a cut and paste. All right. Hey, he's looking at it. Okay, later on when you figure, you'll tell us. Okay. What? Anybody want to say anything? Okay, let me just do this from the Aleph Daf. Now,
I was going to say, but Rabbi Kiva.
What? Okay, I got it. Okay, let me hear. Aaron Moshe, you want to say something or not? Aaron Moshe?
Yeah, I was just going to say, but Rabbi Kiva, if he was away for 24 years, where does he fulfill the chiyuv of Lil Moedel Lamay to his children and his grandchildren?
Assuming he did have children, it's not clear that he had children at that point. You mean, it's similar to the story we saw yesterday, though, about Rabbi Hanani ben Chachinoy. In yesterday's daf, he went off, and his son actually ended up with learning in his absence, but I don't know the answer to that question. Okay, let me go further in the Gemara. Now, the next Mishnah on the second white line on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Okay, and Daniel said that the Marsha says that he came on Erev Yom Kippur, the Ben Azay, because he didn't want them to think that he was coming for intimacy. Okay,
nonetheless, because maybe he was a thought of the woman. That's
Rav Yosef, and that's not Ben Azay. That's Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef. Okay, now Manitin. A woman is in a state of rebellion against her husband, and the Gemara will discuss what it means. So each week she's in rebellion, we subtract 7 dinarim from her ksuba. So whatever the ksuba is, she's got the mana, the matayim, she's got all the amounts in the ksuba, we're going to keep like penalizing her. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shiva Trepikin. Rabbi Yehuda says 7 Trepikin, that means the half a dinar, half the amount. Matayim Pochei, how much can he subtract? Up until the total value of the ksuba. Now, Rabbi Yossi Amir, the Olam Hukoche Baholech, Achim Tipola Yerusha Mekomacher, Goba Hemena. So Rabbi Yossi says that, in other words, the first opinion holds we're going to take the amounts that are listed in the ksuba, like the man and the matayim, and it would also be Tosefe, but we're not going to touch, let's say, her Nixini Lug or other properties. And the second opinion holds, no, we're going to collect from any of her property. Right. So he says like things not written in the ksuba, like let's say she has not any log or something like that. So the second opinion holds we can subtract from that as well. He says, Rabbi Yosef ben Lom Pochei Beholei Chachim Tipol Yerusha Mekom Acher Go Beimena. B'chein Amored Al Ishto, and it goes the other way as well. If the man is a Amored, if he rebels against the wife, we'll discuss, Mosifin Al Ktuba Tashoshi Dorim B'Shabbat. Then we add on to the Ksuba. So let's say the Ksuba is, 200 Zuz, so now he owes another 3 dinarim for each week that he's in a state of rebellion. It means if he withholds, let's say, intimacy from her and things like that. And the Gemara will discuss on that tonight, why she's 7 and he's 3. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shosha Trepikin. Rabbi Yehuda also says it's half the amount. It's 3 Trepikin. All right? Now,
the Gemara says,
Say again?
Is it more difficult to enforce him, his aspect of it? In other words, to deduct is easy to do, but to force him to pay is another story.
Right. So I would assume if he's not compliant, she'd have to go to the Bezdin. I don't know what else to say. All right. Now let's see if I can. So it says, Mored et mimai, what is she rebellious from? So Ravuna Amar Mitash Rishamitha, it says that she doesn't want to have relations with him anymore. So that's the state of rebellion. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina Amar Mimalacha, she's rebelling from Malacha. She doesn't want to work for him, do anything for him. So the So we'll see. So the Gemara says, Tanan, he says, we learn in the Mishnah, so the Mishnah mentioned that she's in rebellion or he's in rebellion. So So if I say Moreid means refers to Tashmish, either she doesn't want to have intimacy with him or he doesn't want to have intimacy with her. So they're each, that could be Moreid. But if you say it's like she's in rebellion against Malacha, so we know there's work that the wife has to do for the husband. And then we know that they assign Maasei Adeha to the husband. So he says, Mi Meshubad La, but is he Meshubad to her? Does he have to work for her? So the Gemara says, In, absolutely. But Omer, if the husband says, Eini Zan Ve'eini Mefarnes, I'm not going to support you, I'm not going to feed you, and I'm not going to support you. So that's a type of being Moreid, like it says in the Ksuba, Bana Ezun Ve'eflach Ba'farnes Yatich Lichi, I'm going to support you. He says, Vaha'amarav, Omer Eini Zan Ve'eini Mefarnes, TV Tank Tuba. But Rab says if he makes a statement like that, so he has to divorce her, we'd force her to divorce the wife and give the ksuba right away. And yet our Mishnah seems to say that there's like a period of time where he's making a statement and we're adding on to the ksuba during that period of time. So the Gemara says, don't need a time for to confer, like in other words, right away, if he makes a statement, do we say we'll divorce her or do we try to work something out with him? Yeah, to try to have some what's the right word? Not consultations, but to try to work
mediation, resolution. Yeah, anyway,
so the point is, during that period of time when they're trying to work something out from him, in the meantime his bill is going up. But when it says in Rob's statement, the Yosemite takes two, but it doesn't mean like the next day, but it means that nothing. I mean, that's where it's headed. Okay. Any questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? All right, moving on. Okay, we're 4 lines from the bottom. Everybody with me? So Meifei, so this we ask Kasha from the following Bryce, and we'll have this Bryce on Amud Beis. It says, Achat li arusa unesua b'filu nida b'filu chola b'filu shumeret yabam. The Bryce says that if she's a moredet, whether she's an arusa, in other words, she's an arusa, but she says, I'm never going to, have relations with you or something like that. She says, I'm not going to marry you, Rashi says. Sha'amar lo enasei. She says, I'm not getting married to you. He says, unesua. Ba'afilu nida, even if she's a nida, ba'afilu chola, even shumer yavam, in other words, she's waiting for the yibam, we'll see. And she says, I don't want to go for yibam. So all of those women are eligible to be mordom. Now, the next few lines of the Gemara, there's a question whether it belongs here, because there's a Gemara later on, which is almost identical to this, but I'll read the lines, and then you'll see it later on as well. So the Gemara says, "B'shleim l'manda marmi malacha shapir." So if I say moredet means from work, he doesn't want to work for him. So all these women could be in a situation where they say, "I'm not doing anything for you." He says, "El l'manda marmi tashmish nida ba tashmishi." But if I see moredet means that I'm not going to have relations with you, and the Bryce says that one of the women that could be in a state of merit is Anita anyway able to have relations with him? So that's a kasha. against Rav Huna. He said, Mitash Shmita. So Amar Lach, so Rav Huna would say to you, Eino dom mishisho papasal lo mishenlo. In other words, we discussed this yesterday. It means if you have two people and they're both fasting and one person has food in his basket, the other doesn't, so the one with food is not as hungry as the one who doesn't have food, because in other words, he can't have the food right now, but if Luyatsuri, when it ends, he's going to have the food. So if the woman who's Anita says, I'm never having relations with you, so then that causes him greater pain than if she says, you know, I will, but it's like, we have to wait. Right. In other words, like every man has to wait till the wife is not Anita. But if she says, I'm never having relations with you, so in Akinami, the Maisa, he couldn't have relations with her anyway, but it feels like more painful because now he is out of the party. So there's a way to work that shot out. But Ika da Amri, the bottom line of the Gemara, others say, B'shleim l'ma d'mar mitashmish. So if I say it's tashmish, I understand each one is saying, I'm never having relations with you. Hainu de katani chola. So I understand the sick woman, you know, could have tashmish. He says, Ella, top line on number days, l'manda amar mi malacha. The one who says that moredit means from malacha, he says, chola bat malacha, if she's sick, is she capable of doing work? Ella, so the Gemara revises understanding. So we had a machloket between Rav Huna and Rav Yossi. Rav Huna said it meant tashmish, Rav Yossi, but Rabbi Chanina said it meant malacha. But now we're running into problems with that, because if I interpret that brisa just with malacha, it doesn't fit in, because if she's sick, she can't do malacha anyway. Ella mitashmish kuli amalo plegi dahavim uredit. So the Gemara says that revising understanding, everybody agrees that tashmish is a form of merit. So when Rav Huna says tashmish, he means only tashmish. He says, he pligi mimalacha, but the machloket is, in addition, if she goes on a work stoppage, right, is that also moredit? Mar savar mimalacha lo havi moredit. Rav Huna holds, no, she's not considered any moredit if she's not working for the husband, not making the beds, not cooking the food, not considered moredit, invoke the penalties in the Mishnah. He says, umar savar mimalacha nami havi moredit. Rav Huna holds, no. If she's cutting back and she's not doing anything, she's also moredit. And so that the brice that we just mentioned is talking about, according to the Lechora, the Tzad, that brice that Rashi says is talking about moredit mitashmish. So the brice is talking about that she's saying, I'm not going to have relations with you. So in Akinami, Chola could be a moredit, but the machloket is a little bit different. All right, any questions, comments, or thoughts? Say again, what? The Arusa, yeah, but she's saying, I'm never going to have tashmish with you. You know, in other words, I'm never going to marry you. I'm never going to have tashmish with you. It's an application of it, And we were both fasting, but I have the bread, and so well, I'm able to eat when the fast is over. You're not. Okay, now, all right, let me just do a little piece here. One second, our emotion. Now, there was once, so everybody listening? Okay, there was once a woman who for a number of years refused to immerse in the mikveh and cleared her intent never to immerse in the mikveh. So a woman says to her husband, I am never going to the mikveh. So the Baruch Sham is a gadol. He lived around 1900. He was the grandfather of Rav Shalom Shwadron. He says, and they had the same name. So the Baruch Sham was asked whether this couple is permitted to be in seclusion with one another. Can they have yichud? If she says, I'm never going to the mikveh, he says, the main issue of the inquiry is whether this case is similar to the case of a woman who becomes prohibited to her husband, where seclusion is not permitted, or perhaps the cases are not parallel. He says, in the case of a woman who becomes prohibited to her husband, the couple is going to be prohibited to one another for the rest of their lives. But in this case, there is a possibility that she may change her mind, decide to immerse in the mikveh. In other words, let's say, I assume it means, let's say the woman, let's say, was mizana, you know, then she's prohibited to him and never be permissible to him if she voluntarily did that. Or let's say the Kohen's wife is raped, so then they come. So he says, the Baruch Sham answer, and even with that, though, there are different issues about, you know, what evidence of it is with the Kohen's wife. The Baruch Sham answered that it is certainly prohibited for this couple to be in seclusion, and amongst his proofs, he cites our Gemara. Prohibited. The reason the value of the ketubah of a rebellious wife is diminished is because it is similar to the case of a person who does not have bread in his basket. In other words, ain't no pot pasalo. In other words, so if I know she's never going to have relations with me, or like never going to be in a state of heter to have relations with me, so then she's a moredit, and a mela, then that's what he's going to have to do, but that's the issue. In other words, it's like for us, like in our day and age, would be, let's say you have one man, yeah, you have a couple, and the man becomes a bal tshuva, and the wife doesn't want to know from this. So she doesn't want to go to the mikvah. So you got a problem with this, right? Right, a problem. So, but it's not just the problem, like, with having relations. It's a problem, can they even remain in the same room alone? So he says, we see from the Gemara that even though there is a possibility that the rebellious wife may cease her rebelliousness, so even though she's moredet, who's to say she won't change her mind later on? Nonetheless, for the moment, it's considered that he does not have bread in his basket. So too, in our case, the possibility that they may reconcile does not take away from the fact that presently it is a circumstance where he does not have bread in his basket. Consequently, seclusion is prohibited. So the Marasham want to say, in Achinami, they're prohibited to be alone. The Sharim HaMatsuyin Balacha limits the Marasham's ruling. The Sharim HaMatsuyin Balacha, he lived in the 1950s, this is Rob Brown. It was a very popular sefer. It's still people still refer to, but I think it was, anyway, he limits the Marasham's ruling to a case where the woman refuses to immerse in the mikveh, but is still interested in being together with her husband. Under such circumstances, seclusion is prohibited. But if she refuses to immerse out of spite against her husband, seclusion is permitted. In other words, he's willing to the Gemara that's coming on. In other words, she's just angry at the husband. That's why she's not going to the mikveh. So just angry at him, because the rationale is that even regarding the rebellious wife mentioned in our Gemara, there's no indication that she's prohibited from being in seclusion with her husband. The Shevet Halevi disagrees and maintains that Marsham's ruling applies in all cases that a woman refuses to immerse, regardless of what reason she offers for not immersing. In other words, is it a case where we think it's possible they could, like, I mean, that's what he's opening up. It's the, what do you call it? The Sharmistin Lach is opening up the door. Maybe there's a case that we can reconcile them and get her on the program. In other words, because the Gemara said. No. Again, that's the Papasalo, not Papasalo. In other words, if I know she says, "Yeah, I'm going to be with you," but right now, in other words, but right now I can't, then they could be alone. In other words, because I know in a few weeks, then she can. In other words, but that's the issue. So with the Moretta, the woman who's Moretta, so if, then she's got to get divorced. We're penalizing her from her ksuba. So even though it's in the realm of possibility that she'll change her attitude. But right now she's a moreta, and I'm withholding it from you. That's those are the issues. So again, we're just touching the issues, you know. When right, okay. Let's see. I'm going to go further than the Gemara. Okay. Did you want to say again what? All right, we're going to come to it in a minute. Okay. Did you want to say something, Aaron Moshe? Somebody want to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say that the pas pasalai, isn't that one of the negative things that was with the mon? In the midbar, the people were afraid they didn't have anything for tomorrow. Oh,
all right. Okay.
And the other thing is, by some man, when the loch, the Aye Savar Shtecha, they asked her, where's your wife? So Shiloh's, the Malach didn't know she was in the tent. What's the Shiloh? So they say, Aye Savar Shtecha is a Vuhalt Savar Shtecha. Does she hold with you? Then that's good. If she doesn't hold with you, right, then she's a Moret, you know.
They're of course. Okay. Thank you so much. We got to move on. Okay, we're moving on. Everybody okay? Okay. So let's see back in the Gemara. So on the fifth line, Gufa, so we learned earlier in the Gemara, Hamaret Abba'ala, if a woman is in a state of rebellion against her husband, Pokhila Miktubata, we subtract from her Ksuba, Shabbat Dinarim B'Shabbat, 7 Dinarim each week. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shiva Trepikin. Rabbi Yehuda says 7 Trepikin, which is half the amount. Rabotenu, now the Gemara brings down Rabotenu. This is the Braisa. So the Braisa says, Rabotenu Chazru Benimnu, that subsequently the Chachamim voted a different method. In other words, not the way it is in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says if she's in a state of rebellion, we subtract 7 dinarim a week. But later Chachamim revised that. That they should make a public proclamation, we'll see, each Shabbos against her for 4 weeks. And the Bezin sends her a message, and we'll see they give it before the first one and after the last one. You should know that even if your ksuba is 100, amana is 100 zuz. So me amana is 10,000 zuz. And always, even if your ksuba is $1 million, they've started. You're going to lose the whole thing. In other words, we're accelerating the process. We're not going to do 17 arm a week. What we're going to do is we're going to give you 4 weeks to bring yourself to conformity. After that, it goes down to zero, and then he's divorcing you, and you're getting nothing. So the Gemara says, Then the Braisa continues, and this is the part that we quoted in Amud Aleph, Achali Arusa Unesua. It applies whether she's an Arusa or an Nesua, Afilu Nida, Afilu Cholav, Afilu Shomer Yabam. So Amarle Reb Chiya Bar Yosef to Shmuel. So Reb Chiya Bar Yosef said to Shmuel, Nida Bat Tashrishi. So this is the similar Gemara that we had in Amud Aleph, and this is why the Rashi and the Marshal don't have it in Amud Aleph, it seems. And the article mentioned that as well. He says, Nida Bat Tashrishi, is Nida capable of having Tashmish? So how could, if it's Tashmish, so how does this make sense? So Amar Le, so he said to him, Shmuel did, Eino Doma mi sheishol papasalo, lemi sheishol papasalo. Yeah, she can't have relations with him, but if she says, well, you know, dearest, we'll be intimate in another week or two, that's different than I'm never having relations with you. Now, Amar Rami Bar Chama, Rami Bar Chama says, Eimach rizan ala el bakke kinesir batei medrashot. We only do the hachraza. It sounds so embarrassing. The hachraza is in the shul and the base medrash on Shabbos. So each Shabbos for four consecutive Shabboses. I'm a rava. Dekanami dekatani arba Shabbatot zuachar zu. So it says that you're going to make the announcement on four Shabboses. Shmamina. So way Rashi understands it, that where would people be on a Shabbos? They wouldn't be in the marketplace. They wouldn't be there. They'd be in shul, the base medrash. So a careful reading of the Braisa yields the fact that the Achraza will be made in the Shul or the Beis Medrash. So it, you know, it is. It does sound very awkward that they're making like a Well, everybody agrees. So I don't know what to say about that. Now,
ask the pressure that she comes and she gives in.
Yeah, but I don't.
But she wants to go to the Shul for 4 weeks to come to the.
All right. I'm a Rami Bar Chama. Hamayim Sholchan Lami Beit Din. So Rami Bar Chama says we give her like two messages from the Beis Din. Achat Kod Hakraza, one before the first Hakraza, the Achat La'achar Hakraza, one after the last Hakraza. I assume that's her last opportunity to correct the whole situation. Darush Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chista Halacha Rabotenu. So Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chista said the Halacha is like Rabotenu that were mentioned in the Brice. So not like the Mishnah. We're going to make a weekly subtraction. We're going to do one fell swoop. Yeah. So I'm a Rava, type Burcha. So Rava says that's a mistake, a Burcha. In other words, it's not correct what you're saying. So I'm only Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Now this is somebody else. We had Rav Nachman Bar Chista. Now we have Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So I'm only Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said to Rava, my Burcha, tell you, what's the mistake? He says, Anam Ritna Heli. I said this halacha over, which made the Gavarava Ritna Heli, and I said it over the name of an Adam Gadol. Umanu Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. He says, so why do you Rabbi say it's a mistake? So the Ihu Rabbi Kman Savar, who did Rabbi hold like when he said it was a mistake? He had the Itmar Rabbi Amar of Sheshet. Like the following statement that Rabbi quotes Rav Sheshet, Halacha Nim Lachim Ba. Halacha is that we have to consult and engage in like a conciliatory process with the woman. So it's Nim Lachim Ba. So it could take a long time, more than 4 weeks. In other words, so we're going to have a little like pastoral counseling with her. So that's a rabbi was following Rav Sheshet, and he felt like the Mishnah goes in accordance with Rav Sheshet, or Rav Sheshet like the Mishnah. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Amar Rav Sheshet Halacha Einim Lachin Bo. But Rav Huna Bar Yehuda said in the Rav Sheshet, the halacha is we don't consult with her, and don't try to make a conciliation with her, and then after 4 weeks she's out the door. Now, the Gemara says, Heiki Dami Moredet. Says, what exactly, now this is touching on what we spoke a little bit before, what exactly is the Moredet case? In other words, what does she say? Like, we understand she doesn't have relations with the husband, but what is she saying? So Amar Meimar, the Amra, Ba'inalei, Umitzaranalei. He says, the Moredet case is, she says, I want my husband, I want to be married to him, but I feel like I want to like put him through a little bit of torment. In other words, she's upset with him about A, B, or C. You know, I'm not happy, you know, he didn't show up at this social event, whatever it was. Yeah, he forgot my anniversary, whatever. So, you know, like to pay him back, I'm doing it that way. So there, we anticipate that maybe it's possible to get them back together again because she still really wants to be married with him. So we're going to have all these, you know, financial penalties or this process, maybe we'll come back together. Aval, but Amra Ma'isalai, and she says, I find him disgusting, I don't want anything to do with this guy. We don't force her to stay married to her. In other words, that's it. You know, gate goes into hate. So he says, so then Rashi says, Let's look at Rashi. Well, Amr Ma'is Alai, Lo Hu Lo Ktuba Toba Ina. I don't want him. I don't want the Ktuba. Lo Taipinu La Lahashota. We don't let her mix the ground. Lo Notin La Get Yotza Lo Ktuba. We give her a get right away. She leaves out Ktuba. Lehitra Od. So let's see back in the Gemara. So Marzutra. So he says Marzutra. I'm sorry. Marzutra Amar Taipinu La. Marzutra said that even in that case, we would force her to stick around. In other words, go through a process with her. Haba uvda ba'afpa mar zutra. There was an incident. In other words, where the woman says, I can't stand him. I don't want to see his face. I have nothing to do with him anymore. Like Gamarnu. So even in that case, mar zutra says, we try to delay the whole situation and with the hope to cause them to do, reconcile. So haba uvda, there was an incident. Ba'afpa mar zutra. And mar zutra paskin the way he just said. And he forced the woman to stick around. And they did reconcile. And this big, as a result of that reconciliation, Reb Chanina Misura came out of the union. So it seems like a good thing. But the Gemara says below, it's not true. In other words, it's not, Mar Zutra isn't correct as a general matter. Hatzam Siyat Nishmaya Haba. That was a special Siyum and Ashmayim. Typically, if the woman says, I'm done with him, I don't want anything to do with him, so then she's done with him, and we got to leave them. Okay. Now, let me just pause for 1 minute and then we'll move on. Any questions, comments to us on anything I did so far?
To who?
You mean his parents? I don't know what to say. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara.
Like you said earlier, the woman goes to the ocean and the bathing suit is not completely attached to the body. Some hold that to be mitzvah. And also, we learned in Adam Sefer that even if she has no kavanah,
Okay. Daniel says that, you know, the woman, that a mikveh, a person, the woman could go to the ocean and things like that. But he's focusing on the part where the woman says, I'm not going to the mikveh. But the Matthias is, she's not going to the, she said, I'm not going to the mikveh. Maybe. Anyway, let me go back on the Gemara. Now, okay. Let me wrap up the daf and then we'll talk a little bit, okay? So we're 5 lines from the bottom on Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Okay. So the daughter-in-law of Rav Zvid was in a state of, quote, rebellion. Now, Rashi says, Va'amra ma'is alai. He says, he's detestable to me. So that's the case where we pass in earlier that we don't do the right. We give her a, you know, an expedited divorce and no ksuba. But she's, you know, but she's not having relations with him. So tapisa kanshira. So she was holding on to one silk garment, which had been in her nitzei tzon barzel when she entered the marriage. So certain property was listed as the nitzei tzon barzel. So it says, Yativ ha-meimor mazut ravashi. So these 3 chachamim were seated down. Yativ Rav Gamda gabayu. Rav Gamda was sitting with them. Yativ ta'amri. So the 3 of them said, Marda hifsida balaotea kayamin. If she's in a state of merit, he loses even balaotea kayamin, even the clothing that's still around. In other words, normally, the question is, if she's leaving with that, in the case that where she says, I can't stand him, I got nothing to do with him. So in one case, we learn we're subtracting off the ksuba, and we're subtracting off from everything that's listed in the ksuba. And according to one opinion, we're even going to the nechsemi log and subtract from it. But if she says, I can't stand this guy, and I'm not interested in reconciliation, nothing like that. So when she loses the ksuba, it's just what's written in the ksuba, or is it even like the clothing that she brought into the ksuba? In other words, even the nechsei tzon barzel she brought into the marriage, is that also, you know, subtracted out? So we'll see back in the Gemara, even though it's written in the ksuba. So they said that she loses everything. So Amar Luhu Rav Gamda. So Rav Gamda said to them, Mishum Rav Zvid Gabaraba Machanatitu Lei, because the husband is Rav Zvid, he's an important person. So you're doing a chanifa, it's like you're ruling very favorable to the husband that she loses even this silk garment that she's holding on to. But Amar Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana said, Mibayibay Rabba, that Rabba didn't know the answer to that question, below Pashit. He wasn't able to determine the answer to that question. And you determine right away that she loses that. So Igada Amri, others say, Yachri Mika Amri, that they were sitting and they said, Marda Loif Sida below Tekam and Pokha cared, that if she's in a merit, she doesn't, but presumably like this case, she doesn't lose like the remaining clothes that she brought into the marriage. So Amar Luhu Rav Gamda said to them in this version, top line of Samachal and Aleph, Because Rav Zvi is a Gavar Rabba, Rashi learns on the top line, below Yar Eral Dvareinu Machmat in the Tanuto. He's not going to give us any titus because of his humility. So whatever we say, he's going to do. So Mishum Rav Zvi Gavar Rabba Hu, Afchitu Le Ladinu Yibabei. So you flip the din against him. In other words, you unnecessarily ruled in her favor. Tahama Rav Kahana, Yibai La Rabba Lo Pashit. But Rav Kahana said that Rabba was posed this question, didn't know the answer. So one version is that the correct way is that the way Rav Zvid is saying that the Rav Gamda is saying that she's entitled to keep it, and the second way she's really entitled to lose it. So hashtag lo itmar lo hafi lo hafi. Now that the halacha, it's not clear which way the halacha goes. If she grabs onto it, we don't force her to disgorge it. Lo tafsalo yavin ala. But if she doesn't grab onto it, we don't force him to disgorge it. And then the Gemara adds on an important halacha. Umashinala tresi yarfi shata agita. We force her to wait 12 months for the get. Ubahana tresi yarfi shata late lam is only libal. In those 12 months, she's not supported by the husband. So the way the Rush understands this, this is like a third stage, a later gezeira, that apparently the way the Rush understands it, women wanted to get divorces. So they would go and they would sort of like not like lawyer up, but they would say, I can't stand my husband. And it was, I don't want to stick around this whole thing. I can't stand him. He's mouse to me. So even though they just wanted the quick divorce, so they made the gzeira that you have to wait 12 months for a divorce. And they did it in all cases. So that's it with the 12 months. Okay, now. Right, he doesn't have to support her. What's the question right away? The macabre brings the Shulchan Aruch that you have to wait 12 months. So okay. I'm sure she could say that. Okay, let's go further. Okay, now let me just do a story. That'll be it, and that'll be it for today. Okay, let's all focus. I need everyone's attention. Okay. In the old country, it was the custom of fathers with eligible daughters who found a suitable prospect to test the young hopeful's Torah knowledge. If the father was learned, he would conduct the interview himself. If he was unlearned, the father would meet the boy to see if he was suitable, but he would send someone more erudite to test the boy. Is everybody focused? Okay, now, one wealthy Talmid Chacham searched assiduously for an appropriate match for his accomplished daughter. He heard very good things about Rav Shmuel Abba of Zichlin, Tzitzal, so he decided to test his mettle. When they met, the young man made a very good impression, so the father asked a difficult question. In Ksuvus Samach Gimel, there was a very difficult Tosfos. The Gemara on Samach Bezim Bey states that Rabbi Akiva was a shepherd employed by Kabbal Savua. The instant that the wealthy man heard that his daughter was engaged to an ignoramus, he immediately made a vow that his daughter and her husband cannot have any benefit from his money. Later, when Rabbi Akiva returned from his studies, Kabbal Savua didn't know it was him, and tried to nullify the vow he made earlier. Rabbi Akiva asked him if he would have made the vow if he had known his son-in-law would become a great man. Kabbal Savua responded that he would not have made the vow, even if the chassan had only known one chapter. So Rabbi Akiva then released the vow. The prospective father-in-law then asked Rabbi Shmuel Abba. Tosfos asked how Rabbi Akiva could have nullified a vow on the basis of no law. We said this. It's like a consideration that was not likely to have been the case at the time the vow was made. The answer given is that once he went to learn, he would certainly become an Adam Gadol. What does this mean? Many people go to learn and don't become sages. So, in other words, he's asking the Pshat and Tosos. Tosos says, likely he'll become an Adam Gadol. So Shul Abba answered without hesitation. In Shabbos Chaf Beis, Amud Beis, we find that one who respects the sages will have sons-in-law who are sages. Kabbal Savua was in this category. He would have been happy even if Rabbi Akiva had learned even one chapter. After the engagement, Rabbi Akiva went to learn. Since he was already in yeshiva and had such a father-in-law, he was surely going to become a scholar. So we see that this was not Nolad after all. In other words, he's saying, Chan Tosfos, he's been sorry for this, the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, that if you are Mechabed the Chachamim, you'll be Zokan of a son-in-law as a big Talmud Chacham. So Tosfos has been sorry for this. He went to Yeshiva and he had the father-in-law who was Mechabed Talmud Chachamim. Yeah, right.
Even if
they married Amaret,
it's going to turn out to be
Tamar. If he went to yeshiva. Okay, let me end this, unless there's any questions. Okay, let's do this one second.